The world of technology is like a wave that keeps rising and coming back down with a gush, right? Recently, it has been announced that a lot of us are going to be losing our favorite music from TikTok. Universal Music will be pulling some of the artists that we love so dear, and one of which is one of the most viral artists of the day, Taylor Swift. If you have any artists or musicians that are owned by or whose music is owned by Universal Music, go on to TikTok, try to make creative video and see if you can link their music to your video. I'm not yet sure how many countries are affected by this, but it's going to be a very interesting shift going forward. My guess, and this is just my prediction, I think TikTok is going to start paying creators to make their own music and fill up their library, because you can imagine how many artists have blown up as a result of just TikTok on its own. So imagine if TikTok managed to make its own licensed music. That is pretty incredible if they manage that. So not only will Taylor Swift no longer be available, but also artists like Drake, one of the most viral artists on the platform. I'm really interested in seeing how TikTok responds to this. I hope they do something creative rather than trying to go back on the something creative and competitive rather than trying to go back on the negotiation table. And then in other news, Google, it's recently been announced that Google is making a lot of money from their subscription services. They're now claiming over 15 billion. So they're in the billions with their subscription services, which also includes a YouTube premium subscription. They also have YouTube TV subscriptions. And then I think it also includes their suite for businesses that use I think it also includes their cloud services as well. This is very incredible, right? Also considering that this is not even Google's main source of income. Google is still primarily an ads business. They do gain a lot of their ad revenue, their revenue from Google AdSense. It's Google AdSense. Yes. So moving on to other news. This one is one that I'm finding to be very, very interesting. And I wanted to park here a bit, right? So Apple versus the EU. The European Union has been at loggerheads, not just with Apple, but with a number of the giant tech companies, and they're trying to protect their citizens. In some cases, one may argue that it's not necessarily to protect their citizens, but to gain control of the technology that comes into their respective countries. And that would be a very good argument. I mean, there is some plausibility to that reasoning. But the interesting thing about what has happened recently is that the EU has ordered Apple specifically to start opening up their ecosystem to outside app stores. So app stores that are not the Apple App Store. So in other words, as an Apple user, you would be able to use an app store, for example, from what is this company that makes Fortnite? They're at the tip of my tongue. I'll probably remember them later. But you'd be able to download apps that are also created by nonprofit organizations that are open source platforms. So you'll find that in this app store, all of the apps in that store are free. But what Apple has done in response is that they've made it so inconvenient and also so expensive to actually introduce your own app store that you might as well stay in the Apple App Store, where they can continue taxing you a number of money just for selling your apps on that store. I would say that personally, I still do think that they've moved forward and they've made some progress with regards to getting companies like Apple to start being competition friendly, allowing competition onto their platforms. And we have to remember the fact that the Apple ecosystem is one of the most closed ecosystems that you can come across. And they're also one of the most beloved and most used. People who use Apple devices tend to not switch very easily. And then moving on very quickly to just looking at recently what's happened with the American, the Senate Judiciary Committee that invited CEOs from Meta, TikTok, Snap, X, as well as, yeah, Meta obviously covers a number of platforms, WhatsApp, Facebook, as well as Instagram as well. Oh, and Threads now. So they now were grilling them over the fact that their platforms are not protecting children enough. Now, this is a very serious case because there are children who died as a result of how these platforms are being, how the rules of these platforms are at the current moment. And also not to mention the fact that a lot of young kids are being exposed to sexual content and are being sexually exploited as well. For people who are out there, predators who are out there seeking after these kids and trying to take advantage of them. This, I think, is another call and another alarm for those of you who are parents and those of you who are young, especially, to be more careful when you use these platforms and sort of put it in your mind that these companies don't think of your well-being, and you as an individual need to put your well-being first. I think that's a very important thing to do.
Taking back, let's see what's happening in the tech side of things. I think the first thing that we do need to mention is that Apple has launched its Apple Vision Pro virtual reality headset. As a great Apple fan, I think it's a cool thing to have this sort of idea. You can see the real world, but you also have your apps open. You can open and type and everything like it. I think we've all seen the video of the guy on the train sitting and working. Yo, but to me, that thing's just hectic. Hey? The resale market of that thing in Hong Kong, if you work from yen back to China, to South African rand, people were paying 100,000 rand to get this virtual reality headset. They were retailing, I can't remember what the actual price was, the new retailing price was 66,000 rand for a 256 gigabyte top of the range model. I mean, that's just ludicrous. That's almost six iPads. Well, probably not like four iPads. That is absolutely ludicrous what you can do with a virtual reality headset. And to be honest, it just looks very strange. I don't know how I feel about wearing these headsets. People will see that you are actually engaging with them because they can see your eyes through it, apparently. But you are so cut off from the rest of the world. You can hear what's happening around you, but you're so cut off because you're in this virtual reality. You're spending, your reality is actually, well, it's not virtual reality. They actually call it augmented reality. You've got reality around you, but you've also got these displays of computers and stuff. And I just don't like it. I've got too many visions of the Wall-E movie. Do you remember the Wall-E movie where the entire world was staring into these headsets and they weren't looking each other in the eyes anymore because everybody's just wearing that headset? This sort of totally dystopian living way. I see that and it freaks me out. The second thing that's very interesting to mention is that we, as South Africans, has a lot to thank for the people that's actually doing solar on their rooftops. We've decreased the national demand for electricity. And I say we because I think it's all of us, even though I don't own a system like that. We've decreased the national the demand for electricity by almost 10%. So every time we go down from stage 2 to stage 1 load shedding, thank you friends, you've got solar, because they're the ones that's actually, they're not already putting back in the grid, but they're decreasing the demand. I think for South Africa, if we can start supplying the grid backwards, in other words, getting electricity that's been generated from beautiful sunny days like we've had this last week in Mossel Bay, we can feed the Eskom grid, and that will then obviously, you would be able, if you've got enough solar on your house, to provide electricity to your neighbor's house and everybody just living the best life because we've got electricity and everything would be sorted. That, to me, is the dream. But then there's people probably like you and like me that just don't have the affordability. We don't have the ability to put solar on. But we will get there. I see it's becoming a lot cheaper. We will see if we can get that, reach that, and then obviously just be there and experience it. Last thing that I want to mention is last week I shared about Starlink being so expensive. Great news. The guys that are importing it are looking at about 40% markdown price now to get Starlink. In other words, you would still need to cough up about 8,000 Rand, but that means after you've paid that, you've got free internet for life, if I understand the advertisement correctly. Free internet for life, and it's blazing fast internet. But again, as I said, you will first need to cough up 8,000 rand. If you do have that lying around, I assume you've got loads of friends, but they might be your friends for all the wrong reasons. See if you can do it. Buy a Starlink system and do enjoy the new internet. Last thing is Epic Games. Guys that are thankful, or that we can thank for stuff like, it's not PUBG, but Fortnite, has been bought by Disney. Or majority of shares has been bought by Disney. So let's hope they remain the quality of games that we've experienced up until now.